Grammar Girl here. It's time for another look at irregular verbs. In episode 291, I said irregular verbs are those that don't form their past tense by simply adding an ed suffix, and that they tend to get turned into regular verbs over time. For example, the past tense of help used to be holp, H-O-L-P, but now it's been regularized, and we say helped. I helped him set the table. Also in that episode, I talked about the strange case of sneak, which has been doing just the opposite, at least in American English. Its regular past tense, sneaked, has been losing ground to a newly created irregular form, snuck. Today, I'm going to talk about some more regular verbs that have been going in the surprising direction of becoming irregular. But first, we're sponsored by GoToMeeting from Citrix. It seems as if half the people I work with have been on vacation or are going on vacation, but work doesn't always stop. If you have to have meetings with clients and colleagues while you're away, GoToMeeting with HD Faces is a great way to do it. With HD Faces, all you need is a webcam to turn your online meetings into group HD video conferences. You can even join HD Faces meetings from your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. So whether you're working from home, at a hotel room, or even at the beach, you can stay connected. Work smarter this summer with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. And now let's get back to those irregular verbs. Imagine that your friend Fenster is afraid of dogs, but he knows how much you love your bulldog Otis. So when he came to visit last week, he did his best to make friends with Otis. He knelt down and Otis trotted up and licked Fenster's hand. And here's what happened next. As Fenster battled his emotions, he grit his teeth as he pet Otis. How did that last sentence sound to you? Many of you may have been gritting your own teeth as you thought, no, Fenster gritted his teeth as he petted Otis. For others, it may have sounded just fine, and still others may have accepted one of those irregular past tenses, but thought the other one should have been regular. What's going on? The answer is that some irregular verbs are more irregular than others. And even within irregular verbs, you can sometimes find patterns of regularity. One of these patterns is noticeable enough to have started spreading to other verbs. The irregular verbs we're interested in today are the ones whose past tense and past participle are exactly like their plain form. The verb split is an example. You'd say, I split the wood yesterday, and I had split the wood before I remembered that Fenster said he'd do it. The Cambridge Grammar of the English Language lists 15 verbs besides split that behave this way. Did, burst, cast, cost, cut, hit, hurt, let, put, set, shed, shut, slit, spread, and thrust. It also lists several verbs that have both irregular and regular past tense and past participle forms. Bet, bust, fit, quit, rid, wed, and wet. So, for example, you might say, when I tried it on, the dress fit perfectly. Or, aardvark carefully fitted the cover on top of the bowl. To help you remember these 23 unusual verbs, here's a little song. Bid and rid and burst and bust, spread and wed and shed and thrust, split and cost, cut and slit, hit and hurt, shut and quit. Cast and fit and bet and set, lastly put and let and wet. Okay, besides all having past tenses that are identical to their plain form, there are three other things that these verbs have in common. First, like most irregular verbs, they're all single-syllable words. Second, they all end in a dental consonant, that is, T or D. Third, they contain only short vowels. We have the short A sound in cast, We have the short E sound in bet, let, set, shed, spread, wed, and wet. We have the short I sound in bid, hit, slit, spit, fit, quit, and rid. We have the short O sound in cost. We have the short U sound in bust, cut, shut, and thrust. And depending on how you hear it, in burst and hurt. Lastly, we have the other short U sound in put. Weird, huh? In fact, the only verb with a long vowel that has a past tense identical to its plain form is beat. And even that isn't like these other verbs because its past participle is different, beaten. Of course, not every one-syllable word that has a short vowel and ends in a dental consonant is an irregular verb. For example, verbs that are derived from nouns are almost always regular. For example, you wouldn't say, last year Squiggly head the entertainment committee. You'd say he headed it. Also, there are plenty of one-syllable verbs with a short vowel sound and a dental consonant at the end that aren't related to nouns and still have regular past tenses, such as the ones in these sentences. The movie lasted 2 hours, and the goat butted the troll off the bridge. Even so, there's enough of a pattern here that if speakers notice it at an unconscious level, they may start extending it to other verbs. That's how we get sentences like, he grit his teeth when he pet Otis, and I had my confidential documents shred. And one that you might have heard if you went to see the Avengers this summer. In one scene, Natasha Romanoff says to Bruce Banner, you didn't come here because I bat my eyelashes at you, referring to an earlier incident in the movie. Different speakers may extend the pattern to different verbs, leading to the kind of variation and disagreement that I described earlier. So what do you do if you don't know whether a verb in standard English has one of these irregular past tenses that are identical to the plain form? The usual advice with irregular verbs is that you just have to memorize them. If you memorize the 23 listed in this episode, that's 23 verbs that you know can use their plain form for their past tense. If a verb's not on the list, and assuming it's not some other kind of irregular verb, you're safe in using the regular past tense. Now, if the regular past tense sounds just plain wrong to you, and the irregular past tense sounds right, check the verb in a dictionary, a usage guide, or a corpus, such as the Corpus of Contemporary American English, which I'll put a link to on the website. These irregularizations are changes in progress, and it may be that there's an irregular past tense that's caught on enough to be recognized in sources other than the Cambridge Grammar. For example, the Random House Unabridged Dictionary, published in 2001, lists knit and shred as alternative past tenses alongside knitted and shredded, even though they're not in the list of 23 verbs in the song. However, even if dictionaries and usage guides don't recognize an irregular past tense, and the regular past tense decisively outnumbers the irregular one in a corpus search, give up. Except that even though you've learned the verb as an irregular, and it feels comfortable to use it that way, that's just not how it's used in standard English. At least, not yet. This podcast was written by Neil Whitman, who blogs about linguistics at literalminded.wordpress.com and is a regular columnist for the online resource Visual Thesaurus. You can find a complete transcript of this podcast as well as hundreds of other articles about language at quickanddirtytips.com. I'm Mignon Fogarty. That's all. Thanks for listening.